Uh-huh.
No, that ain't no sycamore tree. That's chestnut tree. And boy, talk about some sticking. Woo.
Those chestnuts.
I stepped on one day. You know, when they get so ripe and the chestnuts come out, they leave that fuzzy ball and all. One day I wasn't feeling too good and I think I closed my eyes because I stepped on it and I opened my eyes quickly.
Real quick. I bet. Well, these are just questions about different family members, like, what did you call your father?
Daddy.
Called him Daddy? How about your mother?
Called her Mommy.
Okay. And how about your grandfathers?
Called my grandfather. Called him Granddad.
Called one Granddad, or both of them?
I called, well, my mother's dad didn't live very long. We called him Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a hack and, you know, hauled people.
Mm-hmm.
And we called him Pop. Okay. He was a big old husky guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get the Irish from.
Oh, okay. How about your grandmother?
We call her Mommy or Granny.
Mommy or Granny?
Uh-huh.
Did you call both of them the same thing?
Both the same thing. My mama's mother died in my arms on Mother's Day.
Oh. She, had she been sick? And
she was sick and the whole family nearly was there. And she asked for a drink of water. And it was at dinner time and the rest of them were getting the kids fed up and all. And she asked for a drink of water. And me and my cousin was right there by her. And he ran and got the drink of water, got the dip that she liked to drink out of, and handed it to me. And he was going to hold his knee behind her, and I was supposed to give her the water. And just as we got the water to her mouth, she
rolled
her head back and was gone. She never drank a water.
She was there with family, you know. Yep.
Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And my daddy's mother died on Sunday. Both died on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
She, grandmother, the one that I told you was kin to R.J. Reynolds, she had a habit of knitting a lot. Sunday was too. She took a notion on Sunday to knit on a pair of socks. Well, she knit, and she had sat out on the porch for a little while. And then she said, "I want to lay down." And me and my cousin, it was our time to stay with her that Sunday. And we took her in and put her to bed. And about that time, my aunt and some more of the kids that was helping her said it was dinner time. Well, I don't remember just whether they made me come on or what, but anyway, she was laying on the bed with her face towards the wall. And when I come back after washing my hands and getting ready for lunch, I walked around the back side of the bed. And she had done well with lies and gone. But they both died so easy, it showed how good they were.
Mm-hmm.
I just said if I could, you know, go that peaceful and all as they did, I wouldn't mind.
That's right. That's right. Well,